And now, it's BC Food and Wine Radio. Here's Anthony Gismondi.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Hello, British Columbia. I'm Anthony Gismondi. Welcome to today's show. I think you can tell by the music, 3 weeks to go till Christmas. We've been doing some informal polling around the station to come up with some interesting information about holiday wine gift giving. And it seems like, and I think I know this from the business, that a lot of people are drinking white wine lately. A lot of people, including sparkling wine. So it's interesting how habits change over the years. It wasn't all that long ago when everybody was drinking Cabernet Sauvignon, and now people are venturing out and not even, you know, well beyond Sauvignon Blanc, as you'll see at the wine festival this year. So many people enjoying wines like Arnaise and Vermentino and from Italy. And, of course, we have our own Semillon now here and Gruner Veltliner growing in British Columbia. So white wine will be appreciated as a hostess gift, a host gift, or just a present for anybody under the tree. That would be kind of fun to do. Now, with that in mind, I want to remind you that we have just finished at GismondiOnWine.com. We've just released our annual champagne and sparkling wine reviews. We have over 230 wines. We've kept them separate, sparkling wine and champagne. You can go through them. And, of course, we post the label with all of them. It's easier for you to find the wines when you're searching for them in stores. And we've really done a detailed list on what's available in and around British Columbia and who the best producers are at the moment, or at least the best wines in the bottle. So don't miss that. All of that, which leads up to today's show, coming up is going to be my 2023 list of holiday wine gifts. We're going to talk about glasses, decanters, wine openers, and how to keep your wine fresh with simple ideas and simple products, but ones that you'll use every day, ones that you'll wear out as opposed to throwing out. That was the idea. And you don't need to spend a lot of money to have the right tools to really enhance your wine. And you'll find that using these tools will actually make will make your wine taste better in the long run. So you've improved your you've lowered your cost in some ways by using them. Now, also on the show today, speaking of sparkling wine, Arianna Carafoli, she's the International Export Director for Bottega. You may remember Bottega by its incredible bottles in the marketplace, the gold, the silver. These wines are not painted. That was the original thing that happened with wineries. These are baked on, like they're incredible. You cannot get the color off them if you look at them, and they make fantastic gifts because they look spectacular on the dinner table or, you know, in the kitchen at a party. So Arianna will talk to us about the great Bottega wines, the Proseccos that have taken the wine around the world by surprise, the wine world, that is. Now, we're going to go to Spain. Paco Honorubia, he joins us from Familia Martinez Zabala. You'll know his wines under the label of Bodegas Faustino. We'll get a little run on Tempranillo. But up next, Harry Hertzshake, he's the executive director, 2024 Vancouver International Wine Festival. We're going to get a count. You won't believe how many Italian wineries are coming to Vancouver. This is BC Food and Wine Radio. I'm Anthony Gismondi, and you are set to go.
There's more to come. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.
Your favorite wines delivered right to your door. It's easy when you become a Liber Estates Rebel. Rebel Wine Club members enjoy regular shipments of Liber wines for your cellar, along with complimentary tastings, VIP treatment at the winery, and more. And with easy and convenient online ordering, your wine will be at your door before you know it. Discover more at LiberEstates.com. Simply great wine.
Visit Penticton this holiday season for mountain adventures and Okanagan wine. Experience one of over 80 nearby wineries with an intimate winter wine tasting. Discover local ice wines or pick up a holiday gift pack, basket, or even a case of wine. If you can't make it in, shop online and have the wine shipped right to your house. Before you go to Penticton, check out the website for information on wine tours, tasting room hours, winter highway conditions, and for more trip inspiration, go to visitpenticton.com. What happens when you combine the finest wine grapes with a uniquely rocky terroir? Clos du Soleil invites you to discover the answer. Located in the heart of the Similkameen Valley, Clos de Soleil have dedicated themselves to crafting wines that are a true reflection of this wild and beautiful place. Elegant, ageable, and authentic. Clos de Soleil, where the spirit of the Similkameen speaks through every bottle. Available at closdesoleil.ca and fine restaurants and wine stores near you.
Celebrate the holidays in style at the Watermark Beach Resort in Osoyoos. Grab your group of friends on December 15th for a holiday party featuring local entertainment and a festive gourmet buffet. Or host your own private event for your team. And when the celebrations are over, just take the elevator home back to your room with their special holiday party rates. You can find out more by emailing sales@watermarkbeachresort.com or call 250-495-5511.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Kitimat, Kelowna, and all 25 cities in total listening across the province on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Delighted to have Harry Hertzog with us this morning, Executive Director of the 2024 Vancouver International Wine Festival, back on the old timeline and loaded up with star wineries. Harry, how are you?
I'm fine. What a difference it makes to be back on the regular timeline. We'll be back at the end of February. I just worked from deadline to deadline, and it's great to connect with you because I've just had a chance to kind of see what's up for the end of February, which I sometimes don't get to, you know, actually look at it from a sort of a global perspective. It's going to be one hell of a wine festival.
Yeah, it is. Well, Italy is the theme, and they've jumped all in. I can't believe how many wineries you have. Well, what's the number now that you have on the list?
The most number of Italian wineries at the wine festival ever in 45 years, 71 Italian wineries.
Wow, 71, that's fantastic. That is, you know, there's always so much energy. Like, we have all these different countries coming. They all have sort of a different cultural pitch, but the Italians just have this amazing energy when they're in the room, and the electricity is fantastic. With 71 of them, it's going to be overwhelming.
So you times that 71 by 4, 5, 6 wines, so you'll be able to taste well over 400 different Italian wines. And, you know, we often think of wine from the perspective of French grapes or international grapes. What's happening in Italy, over 20 regions, there's just so many different grapes and regions and wines. Nobody knows enough about Italian wines. It's such a great opportunity to discover Italian wines. You never know anything. You know, it's like you know nothing until you just go at it again.
Yeah, it's a big mystery. I'm thinking, you know, it's not really a festival for influencers. It's a festival for people who love wine and know wine, because there's going to be so much to study there and to taste. And I can't wait. And I've been looking at the list of the wineries that are coming. There's a very large contingent from Barolo. I remember when the festival was always just Tuscan. There's wineries from up north in the Alto Adige, from the south. Like, it's going to be fantastic.
You mentioned the energy, and one of the reasons there's so much energy at the wine festival is because we require, ever since day one with Robert Mondavi Winery, when Michael Mondavi came in 1979, we require that winery principal, that owner, winemaker, senior representative to come to the festival. And one of the things that Italians do, it's not only are you having to connect one-on-one, eyeball to eyeball with an Italian winery producer, but the person you're talking to, their last name is often the same name that's on the label.
On the bottle, yeah, it's great. 71, that's well done. I think people should get excited about that. Maybe we better talk a little bit about, by the way, I'm speaking with Harry Hertzog. He's the executive director of the Wine Festival. Harry, what about the rollout now? It's slightly different this year for tickets. Tell us a bit about what's going on for that.
Right now, advance tickets for the International Festival Tastings are on sale now, and those are the 4 public sessions, Thursday evening, Friday evening, and Saturday evening, and also Saturday afternoon with that great view of Cole Harbour, Burrard Inlet, and the North Shore Mountains. We'll be back in the West Building at the end of February, and those prices range between about $109 and $129. They're on sale now. Also on sale now is the Bacchanalia Gala Dinner and Auction, which is our big fundraiser for Bar and the Beach Shakespeare Festival. And so those are on sale. All that information is available at vanwinefest.ca. And coming up... any day now, we'll be posting our festival at a glance on the website where you can see all 42 events. We're up from 36 last year, 27 in the 2022 comeback year, but 42 events and how we roll them out at the beginning of January. January 3rd, we're going to do the dinners. There's 15 dinners this year. 12 of them are Italian.
Wow.
I mean, that's going to be a hot ticket. So, you know, enjoy your New Year's Day, kind of recover a bit on the 2nd, and get ready to buy winery dinners on the 3rd. The rest of the public tickets for public events go on sale the 10th of January, and then the trade tickets the following Wednesday on the 17th.
Yeah. And, you know, things sort of change. They go up and down in the festival. Like, the dinners are really popular, but the original seminars are still running every year, and there's some great ones this year. Sergio Zingarelli, he's got a library tasting. Tomasi, they're going to do a fantastic tasting with their wines. The Mediterranean Art of Living, like, there's so many great ways to get to know some of the people before you even get into the room by attending one of these seminars at the festival. So don't forget to check those tickets out when they go on sale. So much to talk about. Harry, what about staying? Because don't you give away a room every year or something, a room night?
That's right. And then just when you think it couldn't get any better, we give away free tickets. You get a free International Festival tasting ticket when you stay at a hotel through StayVancouverHotels.com. And that deal is unavailable right now. And our sales in the last couple of weeks, it's amazing how many people are now coming to the wine festival from Vancouver Island, the coastal communities, the Okanagan. We have people coming from Alberta, Saskatchewan, Washington, Africa this year. I guess perhaps they're at a conference. And this is a great opportunity to get a complimentary ticket when you stay in a hotel in downtown Vancouver, come to the wine festival. You can purchase any wine available that's poured on the floor, available at the on-site BC liquor store. And then you can have those wines shipped free of charge to your local liquor store anywhere in British Columbia. And then you can stay in a downtown hotel and support the downtown restaurants and, you know, go out for dinner and bump into principals that are also in the restaurants before and after their tasting room. You know, it's a real great energy being part of the wine festival in that last week of February, early March.
Yeah. There's a few people who want to know about the Super Pass too, Harry. What's that all about? There's no tickets for that. You just get a badge and you're the big shot, or how does that work?
Yeah, Super Passes are also on sale. I mean, that's kind of a pass that I've always wanted, and it allows you to go to all four of those sessions.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon, but also it gets you a chance to go to the trade sessions on the Thursday and Friday afternoon. And so that's an opportunity to mingle with the trade professionals. You know, you have to pace yourself when you're at six sessions. And also you get a chance to go to the festival toast with our sponsors and our VIPs and have a wonderful grazing event with Italian wines on the Thursday evening. Mm. We have a real loyal group for the Super Pass, and there's usually a few dozen of them, and they proudly wear their badge, and then they can really pace themselves. They can really tackle the room in different ways on different days and meet different people. It's a great journey.
Yeah, well, we call that the Gizmondi Pass around the radio station here. You can stick your head in anywhere, and usually you can get in.
You know, I'm reminded a term you used to use, because people think of the four public sessions as being somewhat the same, but they're very different. And we actually cap the capacity. There's a lower capacity Thursday evening and Saturday afternoon. And I remember you calling the Thursday night crowd the sniffers.
Yeah, the sniffers is exactly right. They still are, because there's room to maneuver.
Yeah, the other thing we say, you know, is don't bring your date on Thursday, because you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of people on Thursday are one-on-one with the principals. Friday, who knows, maybe you'll find a date, and then Saturday, bring a date.
Yeah.
Another great group of people is the Saturday afternoon crowd, which is
that's
a kind
really
of
growing.
Crowd.
Yeah, that's
yes,
really
it's
growing.
Kind of It's a shopper's crowd. It has the highest, that afternoon has the highest sales in the on-site liquor store. They don't wait till the end of the session to buy those wines. In the Saturday afternoon, they're shopping through the whole afternoon.
That's fantastic. Well, folks, all I can say is you better get your tickets. I mean, we always say that, but I'm telling you, when the Italians are here, these events sell out so quickly. Like the dinners, there's how many dinners are there this year, Harry? And a lot of them are Italian.
Yeah, 15 dinners. Yeah. Our dinners take place on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings of festival week. 12 of them are Italian. There's some just, you know, top-notch restaurants with Boulevard and Carlino, Provence, Marina Side, Italian Kitchen. It goes on and on. We even have a dinner this year in Port Moody at the 160.
That's fantastic, so, getting out there, yeah. Well, I think the dinners, these Italian dinners, they actually speak to what it's all about in Italy. You know, the culture of food and wine, it's all interwoven with the arts, and most of these wine regions are all intermixed with farming, and they're really on it at the moment. And in fact, I can honestly say that if any country in the world's having a moment in wine, it's Italy at the moment. So congratulations on getting them in here this year, all 71 of them. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they love coming to Vancouver. And those prices that you see on the dinners, they're ranging between $145 and $225. But that's all in. That includes all your dishes, all your wines, your gratuity, your taxes. In fact, one of the things we're very proud of is that when you look at the festival glance, you look at our schedule, you see the prices. Those are the prices you pay. They're inclusive of the taxes, the service charges. No surprises at checkout
at the wine festival. Yeah. Unlike any other wine retail store in the province, what you see is what you pay. Harry, thanks so much for the update. We'll catch up with you again, I think, just before the festival opens for a final look at what's going on and what's available. But I'm sure that most of this stuff is going to sell out. Folks, go to winefest.ca. You'll find all the information you need on ticket and events there and all the wineries that are coming. You can get your preparation ready. Harry, thanks so much. Have a great holiday if you get one.
I will take a little bit of a break because I have to enjoy some wine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the holiday season's for. It's great to connect with you. Ciao.
Yeah, thanks so much. Harry Hertzshaag, Executive Director of the 2024 Vancouver International Wine Festival. It's year 45 for the festival. Still ahead, Paco Onorubia. He's the CEO of Familia Martinez Zabala, famous for Bodegas Festina wines in this market. He joins us to talk about Rioja. On the radio weekly in 25 cities across British Columbia or on demand on all the major podcast platforms. This is BC Food and Wine Radio, and I'm Anthony Gismondi.
There's lots more still ahead. This is the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
Penticton, the hub of the South Okanagan, a place to fall in love with winter all over again. Enjoy mountain adventures and reward yourself after a day on the hill with a visit to one of over 80 area wineries, cideries, and distilleries, or our 8 craft breweries. Experience fantastic, locally sourced restaurants, too. It's the perfect destination for a relaxing winter getaway. Before you go, make sure to check the website for information on wine tours, tasting room hours, and highway conditions. Go to visitpenticton.com.
Attention wine connoisseurs. Iron Gate Auctions are bringing you the chance to indulge in some of the most exquisite back vintage wines from Canada's most exclusive private collections. Each bottle sold individually so you can pick and choose to your heart's content. With an average of 3,000 available per auction, there is something for everyone at all price points. And the best part? Inexpensive temperature controlled delivery available right to your door. Visit irongateauctions.com to start bidding now.
At Noble Vines, they believe the best brings out the best. That's why they take only the most admired vines to develop their wines, including the 242 Sauvignon Blanc, which originated in Bordeaux, France. These superior vine stocks adapted well to their premier vineyards in Monterey, California, producing a medium-bodied wine with bright acidity, zesty aromas of ripe lemon, and flavors of golden peach with lime. Available exclusively through BCL Select at your local BC liquor store. Find out more at noblevines.com.
Join Anthony Gismondi and BC Food and Wine Radio at the 45th Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 24th to March 3rd, 2024. Discover Italy at the International Festival Tastings, featuring 149 wineries from 12 countries. Tickets are on sale now. Plus, get a free tasting ticket worth up to $135 when you book a downtown hotel via StayVancouverHotels.com. Don't wine and drive. The festival runs February 24th to March 3rd at the Vancouver Convention Center and other venues. Full details at vanwinefest.ca.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep.
Hello, British Columbia, and welcome to the show. Shout out to tourists in the north and to Oak Bay in the south and all 25 cities in total listening across the province on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Our next guest is Paco Honorubia. He's the CEO of Familia Martina Zabala, perhaps better known to many of you from Bodegas Faustino in Rioja, Spain. Paco, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for calling.
It's great to have you on the show. It's kind of fun to be able to talk a bit about your family winery. The Familia Martina Zabala is maybe not a name well known here, but of course Faustino is very well known. Tell us a little bit about the family and where you are, and sort of set the stage.
Yeah, so as you just mentioned, we are better known worldwide by our most famous winery, that is Bodegas Faustino. And Familia Martinez Zavala is actually the family that is running all our properties that we have under Familia Martinez Zavala name. So we have wineries in Rioja, Ribera del Duero, Navarra, and Castilla-La Mancha. So our most recognized winery is Faustino, but also we have an amazing property in Ribera del Duero that is called Portia as well.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those wines today. Before we get to the wines, because the wines we're going to talk about are all sort of wrapped around Tempranillo, what can you tell our listeners about the grape Tempranillo and how would you describe that and how you grow it and what kind of wine you can make from it?
I mean, actually, if we talk about Spanish wine and more into detail into the wines from Rioja,
yep,
we have to be talking about Tempranillo. Tempranillo is really the variety that is more predominant in Rioja. So if I should describe what is really specific about Tempranillo, is I would talk about the acidity. Mm-hmm. and really this acidity is the attitude that is giving this grape and the ability to do these long aging wines that we do in Rioja. So
yeah.
Without the Tempranillo and without its acidity, it will be very difficult to develop all these grand reservas that we are doing in Rioja. But then, if we speak also about Ribera del Duero, we are going to have another variety that is Tempranillo, but in this area it's called Tinta del País,
right,
instead of Tempranillo, but it's Tempranillo. So because of the height of the Ribera del Duero, that usually is a little bit higher, and also that the climate is a little bit more extreme, we are going to have a grape that are maybe not as much as acidity as we have in Rioja, but with a little bit more structure, that we are going to have wines with higher tannin than in Rioja. So it's going to show a different version of Tempranillo, and we can show that in Spain,
yeah,
even though the most predominant grape is Tempranillo, we are going to have like different versions between Rioja and Ribera.
Sure. Our guest, by the way, is Paco Honorubia. He's the CEO of Familia Martina Zabala, and we're speaking about his wines in the marketplace today. I want to talk about a new wine that we've seen here. It's an organic Crianza. Or Crianza, as you would say in Spain, the 2019. So let's start with that. I know that you have a big commitment to sustainability and organics. Well, why this wine now?
I mean, actually, as you are just describing, we are very committed with sustainability. We have just received the certification in Bodegas Faustino about the sustainable wine for climate protection, mm-hmm. and also we have quite a long experience growing organic grapes. So we have a few hectares based on organic grapes from Rioja that they are more or less around 25 years old. And I think it was the right moment, you know, to launch this product. Also, along with the certification of sustainable wineries, and I think especially for markets and consumers that are really concerned about the sustainability and yeah. about our environment, I think is the right moment, you know, to launch this product. And we believe is going to be quite successful.
Yeah, people in Vancouver will see Faustino on the label, but you have to look twice because the bottle is not like the old Faustino bottles. So I think it's definitely worth trying this wine out and experiencing an organic Crianza from Faustino. I want to talk about the 2004. The Grand Reserve is a very famous wine for you. I know that that you sell about one third of all the Grand Reserves in the world come from Faustino. Tell us about this wine. What is a Grand Reserva, and what about 2004?
I mean, actually, as you were just mentioning, we are moving from a new organic Faustino to our current and our most recognized Grand Reserva. Mm-hmm. So what we have launched is a special selection of our Grand Reserva that we call it Grand Faustino. And this Grand Faustino is made of a special batch from 2004. And basically, this project, as you can imagine, it was designed a few years ago. And we were trying to make like our best selection of our best barrels for every single vintage. So we decided to start this project in 2004. 2004 has been one of the most excellent vintages in Rioja in the 21st century, and also comes 40 years later
wow.
of the best vintage ever in Rioja, that it was 64. So it's a little bit of also about a tribute of all these Grand Reserva vintages from the 60s. Mm-hmm. So we believe this project is going to give our existing Grand Reserva consumers of an opportunity to go a little bit backwards, you know, with this old vintage.
Yeah.
And we believe all our existing consumers are going to be excited about it.
Right on. And the last wine I want to talk about, which we mentioned earlier, the wine is from Ribera del Duero, the Bodegas Portia, the Robla, the 2020. So Ribera del Duero, as you well described, a stronger, sort of richer wine. How does Faustino, I mean, how does Sabala work with this grape then? Do you go with it, or do you try to make it more of a house style?
I mean, this project in Ribera del Duero, it was our latest project that is only 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So we built there a very new winery designed by Norman Foster. And, you know, and we wanted to build a winery, not only to be a recognized building and a very nice building, but also a building where we can produce the better wines in Ribera del Duero.
Yeah.
Obviously, as we are Familia Martinez Zavala, we are going to give our special touch. But really, we want to produce a wine that is really Ribera style. We know how to age Tempranillo very well. And here, what we want to have is the better expression of the Tempranillo from Ribera del Duero. This wine in the vintage 2019 was awarded with 97 points by Decanter. Vintage 2020 is showing great as well. We believe we are going to have also a lot of accolades in this vintage. And I think for consumers looking forward, Ribera del Duero wine is going to have what they are expecting in this Portia Roble 2020.
Well, I'm pretty impressed with just having tasted the wine yesterday, and the first time for me. I'm quite amazed actually, because I think a lot of people think of many wineries, like of the original older wineries in Spain, as old, and yet you have a very forward outlook on wine. So the family must be well suited for moving ahead in the next decade or so. You seem to be planning well ahead.
Yeah, I mean, as you are describing, now the family members that are running Familia Martínez Zavala are the fourth generation of the Familia Martínez Zavala family. So I think these people, that they really have a big compromise, because they have really inherited a big legacy mm-hmm. from their family, and they have like six wineries in the most recognized regions in Spain. But also, they are really concerned and very committed of what they are going to do in the future. You know, that's why they are continue investing in new projects, especially investing in hectares and investing in technology in order to produce the better wines. And I think it's a compromise to give back to our region and to our community everything that the wine has given to us in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paco, it's fantastic to chat with you today and to learn that these three wines are now in the marketplace, so our consumers can pick those up. We'll actually post all this information on our social media channels for you, with the prices and availability of these three wines: the Organic Crianza, the Gran Faustino 2004, and the Bodegas Portia Robla from Ribera del Duero 2020. Paco, great to chat with you. Maybe we'll see you in Vancouver someday, or if not, in Rioja.
Yeah, I mean, in both places. I mean, we have good friends in Vancouver, and we are looking forward to visiting them quite soon. So I'm sure we will be there soon.
Thanks for your time today. I know it's still not dinner time in Spain, I imagine, but it will be sooner than later. Thanks so much.
thank you very much talking to you.
Yeah, great to chat with you. That was Paco Honorubia. He's the CEO of Familia Martínez Zavala in Rioja. Now, up next, my 2023 list of holiday wine gifts. It's a must-listen for people who want to find something for wine lovers, and I can guarantee you that it's not going to end up in a drawer for the rest of its life. This is BC Food and Wine Radio, and I'm Anthony Gismondi.
There's lots more still ahead. This is the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
At Noble Vines, they believe the best brings out the best. That's why they take only the most admired vines to develop their wines, including the 242 Sauvignon Blanc, which originated in Bordeaux, France. These superior vine stocks adapted well to their premier vineyards in Monterey, California, producing a medium-bodied wine with great acidity, zesty aromas of ripe lemon, and flavors of golden peach with lime. Available exclusively through BCL Select at your local BC liquor store. Find out more at noblevines.com.
Celebrate the holidays in style at the Watermark Beach Resort in Osoyoos. Grab your group of friends on December 15th for a holiday party featuring local entertainment and a festive gourmet buffet. Or host your own private event for your team. And when the celebrations are over, just take the elevator home back to your room with their special holiday party rates. You can find out more by emailing sales@watermarkbeachresort.com or call 250-495-5511.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and this is Destination Langley, BC. Our guest is Erin Credbaugh. She's the Executive Director at Tourism Langley. Erin, it's the holiday season, so what's happening in Langley to get us in the festive spirit?
Well, Langley has been the backdrop for many TV holiday movies, so visiting this time of year can make you feel like you are stepping onto a holiday movie set. Whether you need to do some gift shopping, find the perfect Christmas tree, enjoy holiday lights, or spend a cozy afternoon in a restaurant, there is something for everyone in Langley.
Well, holiday lights are certainly a popular tradition this time of the year.
Yes, you could go to Glow Gardens, which is a walkable holiday lights, crafts, food trucks, and live performances, or Christmas in Williams Park, which is a drive-through light display that has been in Langley tradition for over 30 years.
Well, another tradition would be picking up the perfect Christmas tree.
Absolutely. I suggest coming to Langley as soon as possible. Our website lists tree farms, but they can sometimes sell out.
And if you're visiting the tree farms, there must be other farms and shops nearby to grab a few items for celebration meals.
That's right. JD Turkey Farms, the Riverside Cranberry Bog, Well Seasoned Gourmet Food Store, and Ralph's Farm Market are a few stops I like to make when hosting a special meal. And of course, a stop or two at one of our wineries is always on my list.
Sounds like the perfect opportunity to get what you need in one day. Anything else we shouldn't miss in Langley this month?
There are many locally owned shops where you can find a gift for anyone on your list. Options include local craft fairs, independently owned stores in historic Fort Langley, Farmgate shops, or the newly renovated Willowbrook Mall, complete with new restaurants so you can keep your energy up as you shop.
And as always, complete details for the events are on your website.
That's right.
Erin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony. Talk to you next time.
For more information, go to tourism-langley.ca. For Destination Langley, BC, I'm Anthony Gismondi.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to talk a little bit today about holiday wine gifts. One of the things I love to talk about, many people, when you go to their house, they have a drawer full of stuff that's associated with wine. None of it ever comes out of the drawer. I don't know who dreams up these ideas for wine, but it's probably not people who actually, you know, work with wine or drink wine. So today I wanted to just throw out a few ideas for gifts, like super useful gifts that won't end up in that drawer, for friends of yours who enjoy wine. And they don't have to be expensive. You just have to think about what it is that you're going to do with these devices and then, use them appropriately. Let's start, with a wine glass. Probably the most essential tool to enjoying wine is to have a good wine glass. It doesn't have to be a $300 wine glass, but what it does have to have is a reasonably, lengthy stem, so that you hold the glass by the stem, not by the top of the glass. Many people grab the glass and get their fingerprints all over it, and more than anything, they just basically warm up the wine in their hand, which is, you know, it's not something you want to do on a regular basis unless that wine is too cold. So let's get a glass that has a nice medium length or long stem. The bowl should be probably in the neighborhood of sort of 8 to 10 ounces, maybe even 12 ounces maximum, but you're only going to fill that glass about a third anyway, so think about that when you're buying it. And then that the top of the bowl, the circumference of that should be smaller than the bottom, so that the aromas in the bouquet of the wine, you know, they get trapped as they go out of the glass, and they really intensify at the top, and you get the message about that wine. And finally, maybe the most important for me is to have a super thin rim, because that's how it delivers the wine onto your palate. Obviously, you know, the cheap sort of machine glass ones have a little, there's like a strengthening roundness to the edge of the rim, and it just screws up the whole wine. So look for that thin rim at the top, and then you're away to the races. I off the top of my head, Riedel Overture, I think, is just a fine everyday red wine glass. It's an all-purpose glass, 12 ounces. You can find them most anywhere or online, and the prices vary. They're somewhere between $15 and $25 a stem. They're very strong. Of course, you can't snap it in half, but you could use that glass for 10 years and not break it if you handle it properly, which is don't squeeze the stem while you're cleaning it. Just let it rotate with you, and then they won't snap off. It's a great glass. You'll be happy with it, and it will really improve the quality of your wine. So, you know, that's the way to go. What about a corkscrew? That's another thing. You know, when you're at these parties, holiday parties, and people are jamming things in that are too big for the cork, and the cork breaks, and they got these wings on them, and all these crazy things using pressure, whatever. You can buy, my favorite corkscrew is a pull-tap, double-hinged waiter's corkscrew. You'll find them anywhere on the web, and you'll notice them in restaurants. Waiters use them all the time. The only thing I would caution you is get one that has a Teflon screw on it, so it goes through the cork very easily. And then it's kind of like a double pump. You put the first one on the edge of the glass, you take part of the cork out, then you hook the second one up, and the cork comes out so easily. They're about $15. They come in a million colors. It'll last you a lifetime unless you wear out the foil cutter, the knife on it, from, you know, opening thousands of bottles of wine. But that's the pull tap double hinged waiter's corkscrew. And we'll get this stuff up on our social for you. $15 or $20, really useful gift. Buy two or three. People lose them and leave them. And you know what? People steal them at parties, too. They just slip them in their pocket, and they end up at their house instead of back in at your place. So have a few of them on hand. We're talking about holiday wine gifts today. Every wine drinker on your list will like something like this. Next up, I want to talk about decanters. They have these incredible decanters now in restaurants, big, long ones. They twist around. The guy can pour the wine, or the woman can pour you a wine from 6 feet from the table. That's not for at home for you, for everyday use. You need a simple glass decanter, no markings on it. And all you have to do is have something that's big enough to capture the 750-ml bottle of wine. Pretty standard stuff, and they sell for around $25 to $40. And you say, well, I don't really need decanters. I drink young wines. In fact, young wines are the best ones to decant because they need some air on them. So it's very simple to buy a decanter and use it every day. And I always say to people, if you spent $20 on the wine and you use a decanter, it's going to taste like $25 or $30. That's where that's how you improve the value of your wine. You know, you can improve it by letting it sit on the counter for the day and rest. Then you put it in a decanter. And then the best of all is with the decanter, you can actually serve it blind to people for a few minutes. And you'd be surprised how the conversation changes when people don't know what it is they're drinking. And all of a sudden you say, hey, how do you like this? Oh, I don't know. What is it? Well, what do you think it is? That sort of thing. And anyways, I'd love to serve wine in a decanter to people. It improves the wine and it improves the conversation. Wine books, thing of the past in some ways, but there are a few wine books that you can buy people that will last for their whole life. And this year is the perfect timing for one of the classic reference books on the wine market. And that's the Oxford Companion to Wine. This book has been out in the marketplace, started out a long time ago with Hugh Johnson. Jancis Robinson took it over. She still oversees it all, but the fifth edition by Julia Harding, Jancis Robinson, and Tara Thomas is just a brilliant piece of work, completely updated. It's one of those books you can open to any page and just read it, and you don't have, it's not a book to read, it's a book to look stuff up on. You can go to any country, any grape, any, you know, famous person. They're all in that book. It's really highly edited, and it's fantastic wine information. And what I like to do with that is get a bottle of wine, and then look the wine up, or the region up, or the grape up in this book, and read about it while you have that glass just sitting around. And your wine education, you won't have to spend, you know, thousands of dollars on WSET classes. You'll get it all just by reading that paragraph and tasting the wine and sort of absorbing the wine and the information altogether. It's a beautiful experience. So look for that in major bookstores and, of course, online, the Oxford Companion to Wine, the fifth edition. That's an updated edition, which, by the way, has a much larger North American section, finally. So you're going to find even more useful information in there. What about when that bottle's open? People are always asking me, what do you do with the wine? So the cheapest thing you can do is buy a half bottle of wine and drink it, then save that bottle, rinse it out, keep it on hand. And then whenever you want to just have a half a bottle of wine, you open a full bottle, you pour half of it into there, cork it off, put it back in the fridge, and then drink your other half. That costs you nothing. That's a great way to do it. I use Private Preserve. Look for that at any sort of good retail wine shop. It's a canister of inert gas, two puffs. You just run it into the glass through a straw. It's the easiest thing in the world to use. It sits on the top of the wine. If you put the wine in the fridge, it'll last probably 5 to 10 days with no real change in the wine. You can buy that at most decent retail wines at wine shops. It's called Private Preserve. There are other ones in the marketplace. I've been using it for like 30 years. And I'm still alive, so you don't have to worry about, you know, spraying it in the bottle and it killing you, which sometimes people say to me, oh, I can't do that. Then the other device, which it's relatively newer, I love to use this for my own sort of personal cellar wines, is a Coravin. Coravin. It's best to just look this up online and watch the videos. This is a fantastic device that basically, it's a medical style needle that goes through the cork like a hot knife through butter, and then it injects the gas into the bottle, and while it does that, it pushes the wine out, and you get yourself a glass of wine. Then you pull that needle out of the cork, and the bottle is like it was never open. The cork's still in there. And the current tests have shown that these bottles have lasted now 24 to 36 months with no change in the wine inside them. So this is a brilliant thing for collectors and for people. Like, say you bought a $100 bottle of wine, you can drink it over 5 or 6 nights or 5 or 6 weeks. You can also open that Sauvignon Blanc for the person who wants that at your house and serve a Cabernet for the other person using this device. The wine will keep. So I think it's a really interesting prospect. The initial investment will probably cost you about $300 for the device and the gas and everything, but once you're all set, it's a really useful gift, and it's certainly one that won't stay in the drawer. It's one that you'll use all the time. That's a Coravin, C-O-R-A-V-I-N, and we'll get all of these up, quick notes on them on our social media, some photos so you can find them. They make fantastic wine gifts for anybody who listens to this show regularly, for sure. Okay, that was some holiday wine gifts ideas that will not end up in that drawer with all the other junk. Up next, Arianna Carafoli, International Export Director for Bottega. Bottega Wines, owned and run by Sandro Bottega, one of the most impressive Prosecco producers that's now sold globally around the world. It's a huge name in Prosecco. She's a wonderful lady, and we're going to talk about what's going on with Prosecco and why it's become so special. Stick around. We'll be right back.
There's lots more still ahead. This is the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
Escape to Tinhorn Creek Vineyards on the captivating Golden Mile Bench in the heart of Oliver's Wine Country. Their wine shop awaits you Thursdays through Sundays from 11:30 to 4:30. Embrace the season with their Blanc de Blanc Sparkling, adding a lively note to your winter wanderings. Explore the wonders of the South Okanagan, where nature's beauty meets the art of winemaking. Plan your visit at tinhorn.com. Ready to welcome you.
Visit Penticton for all of your holiday shopping, wine, and mountain adventures. Stop into the Penticton Visitor Center for discounted lift tickets to Apex Mountain Resort, a perfect stocking stuffer, or other fun Penticton-branded gifts. Or the BC VQA Wine Center, offering a huge selection of BC wines, wine accessories, and local food. After shopping, experience one of over 80 nearby wineries for a winter wine tasting or to pick up a holiday wine gift pack. Before you go to Penticton, make sure to check the website at visitpenticton.com.
At Noble Vines, they believe the best brings out the best. That's why they take only the most admired vines to develop their wines, including the 242 Sauvignon Blanc, which originated in Bordeaux, France. These superior vine stocks adapted well to their premier vineyards in Monterey, California, producing a medium-bodied wine with bright acidity, zesty aromas of ripe lemon, and flavors of golden peach with lime. Available exclusively through BCL Select at your local BC liquor store. Find out more at noblevines.com.
It's time to think turkey. Your BC turkey farmers work hard all year to bring high-quality products to your table. Whether it's a weeknight dinner or special occasion, turkey is always a delicious source of lean protein, and you can't forget the leftovers. With a great meat-to-bone ratio, you get a great value and multiple meals. So the next time you're wondering what to serve, think turkey. Find recipes, info, and more at bc.canadianturkey.ca.
Many people ask me which wines they should buy. My first question is, what do you like? Because when I know what they prefer, I can nudge them left or right to something similar, but often better at the same price. But if you don't like the wine, nothing I can say will change your mind. Taste is a personal thing, so ultimately, it's up to you to find a wine writer who aligns with your taste and start from there. I'm Anthony Gismondi, and I invite you to visit my website, gismondionwine.com, to find out if we can agree on something to drink tonight.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you.
Hello, British Columbia. Joining us now is Arianna Carafoli. She's the North American Export Director for the dominant superstar Prosecco producer, Bottega. Arianna was in town for the Vancouver International Wine Festival, and we got together on our stage to talk about everything sparkling, but mostly Prosecco. You've certainly noticed their distinctive gold and silver bottles from the Prosecco area in the BC liquor stores. Now, December is always a great time to talk about sparkling wine. Here's our conversation with Arianna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great to have you. We'll do a little housekeeping. Bottega, where is it? Where is it situated? Maybe let our listeners know.
Oh, we are in the very heart of the Prosecco region in Veneto. A little bit north from Venice, half an hour by car.
Okay.
Near Conegliano Valdobbiadene, where the best Prosecco is produced.
And you're the only one who can say that name perfectly.
Conegliano, yeah.
Yeah, Conegliano. Valdobbiadene?
Valdobbiadene, that's the correct pronunciation.
Okay. Prosecco has been on a big run. Like, it's
absolutely
been a while.
Absolutely, yeah.
Your company's been one of the people behind that, like, making it happen. Tell us a bit about that story. What was the attraction for Bottega with Italians and with the rest of the world, I guess?
Well, Prosecco has started to become famous, I would say, 10, 15 years ago, but it's part of our culture. I mean, in our families, especially in Veneto, and Prosecco, it's a part of our daily life.
Yeah.
The opportunity when the Prosecco started to be famous around the world is actually that it's a wine very easy to drink, that it's very flexible.
Yep.
You can get Prosecco from as an aperitif. You can pair with many different kind of food, pasta, fish, light meal, but also Asian food, not necessarily only Italian food. And then you can have it for dessert or mixing cocktails. So the fact that you can really use and pair in different ways makes things...
It's versatile.
Very versatile and very pleasant.
But, you know, in Canada, it seems like we don't think about quitting work and going to have a glass of Prosecco, but it seems like everybody in Northern Italy quits work and goes and has a glass of Prosecco.
This is what I was telling you before, part of our tradition. Like, after a long day of work, we go for a break before going home, and normally have spritz. Yeah. With now it's very popular, the lemon spritz. I mean, you mix the Prosecco with a little bit of limoncello, you add some ice and a leaf of mint.
You guys are too smart. Yeah. Okay, so you brought a couple of bottles today. Let's talk about the wine that perhaps a lot of people know here in the marketplace.
Yeah.
This is kind of an everyday style.
Poetic Prosecco is the Prosecco for every day. It's the bottle to keep at home, to have with your pasta, pizza, very easy also to mix into cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Prosecco producing...
For brunch, all those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is what actually made us famous in the market from the very beginning, when we first launched the Prosecco, especially in Canada. And actually, the Poetic Prosecco is our bestseller in the, let's say, middle range retail price.
Now, the grape for the moment is Glera.
Yes.
We hear some people are trying to change it back again, but...
Hopefully, we try to be very conservative. By law, you are allowed to use 85% Glera, and then you can blend with something else.
Right.
Personally, what Bottega does, because we care a lot about quality, is to go only with a 100% Glera. This is our recipe. It doesn't matter which is the style of the Prosecco that we offer. It's always 100% Glera. Yeah.
You have a very flamboyant owner.
Yes, Sandro, it's very well known, especially also here in Canada.
Yeah, and I think the next wine we're going to talk about reflects his personality in some way. It's a very special wine, special bottle, special presentation. Tell us about this wine.
Oh, Bottega Gold, actually the name, it already says everything about the bottle. It's a shiny gold bottle.
Yeah.
It's a very high quality premium Prosecco. When Sandro created this Prosecco, wanted to have something very high-catchy. And he came up with this bottle, which is very different from everything that you can find on the shelves. But I always like to say that the bottle represents the quality of the wine which is inside. So we do not sell that because of the bottle. Mm-hmm. The bottle helps, maybe for the first purchase. But then we need to keep our promise by let the people drink something very unique. And actually, I believe that's the secret of Bottega Gold. People recognize that it's something very special compared to many other Prosecco that you can find in the market.
And the bottle itself, like, of course, a lot of people have wrapped bottles now, but this bottle is not
this
a wrap.
This is painted. This is water varnish painted, so it's totally recyclable.
Yeah.
It's a special process that Sandro Bottega has patented.
Yeah.
actually the bottle as it is, with a shape, a very smooth shape, with a mirror finishing and with the B in 3D on the bottle,
yeah,
it's a
fantastic
trademark.
Yeah.
It's protected all around the world.
When you take this bottle to a party, people notice right away.
Absolutely.
I think it's kind of fun that way.
Can also give you a little curiosity. If you have a black marker,
yeah,
you can write on the bottle, you can leave your notes or your
happy birthday
notes, and people can keep it as a memory.
We can say Ariana's here. Ben here.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Ariana Carafoli, she's the North American Export Director for Bottega. Tell us about Rosé, because it was launched not too long ago. How's that working out?
It was launched during the pandemic period.
Yeah.
Rosé is a Prosecco made of 85% of Glera, and then you have 15% of Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
It's performing. I would say that the main challenge for us, for the category in general, I think, is to let consumer understand that this is, again, a Prosecco that can be very flexible in the way of being drunk. Rather, consumer tend to consider that more seasonal because it's a rosé.
Yeah.
So we need to educate more.
Not here. We're drinking rosé all the time now. So we're
good for you.
Kind of ahead of the curve in Vancouver. But it's nice to see it in the marketplace.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And it's a pink bottle.
Actually, the rosé, we have two different kind of rosé. You have the rosé for the poetry, so the medium level, more for everyday, which is a clear bottle where you can see the beautiful color of the wine. And yes, you're right. For the premium line, we have a very nice pink metallized bottle.
Spectacular. Yeah, I love it. Prosecco. Well, we didn't talk much about that. Prosecco is not champagne. It's a different process.
It's a totally different process.
But mostly, it's just a less pressure in the bottle. Like, the wine seems a bit softer and rounder, and would you say more approachable, sort of thing, or how would you describe that?
I would describe really easy to drink. The fact that the production method with the Prosecco that undergoes, well, in particular, our Bottega Gold only does one fermentation in the cuve close, allow the wine to result at the end much more fresh, much more fruity.
Yeah.
It really maintain the flavor of the original grape, which is the Glera.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the Prosecco method, it's special and very appropriate for the Glera grape, because it respects in full the.
It's a good combination. I think. Okay, so Prosecco. Of course, many things go with it. Do you have a favorite that you would like to that you serve with Prosecco that you think is a great match for maybe folks in Canada?
Oh, I like with rice, personally.
With rice?
I like with rice. Yeah. We also have, it's a well-known recipe. You can also find it online.
Yeah.
Of rice, risotto made with Prosecco.
Wow.
So you can pair with Prosecco, but you can also use the Prosecco to make risotto.
Yeah.
It's a very simple recipe.
Yeah. And maybe here on the West Coast, we would do sushi with it, perhaps.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the wine. It doesn't go only with Italian food. It matches with many different cultures.
Yeah. And people should look for restaurants. You have small restaurants like in airports or all around the world now.
We do what we call the Prosecco Bar. It's a concept of a bar and wine restaurants.
Yeah.
We are open in 32 airports.
Wow.
Our latest opening is occurring in Istanbul. The idea behind that is to offer some very nice Italian cuisine with pairing the food with our wine
and
other product that we produce in our winery.
Yep.
The idea of Sandro Bottega is to teach people how to drink well. So it's not only selling the wine, but it's a transfer, a culture, a tradition, and a well-being method.
You can tell Sandro that's the mission of our show, to teach people how to drink well. So it's a great combination.
It will be very happy to know.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That was Ariana Carafoli, North American Export Director for Bottega. And that's it for today's show. Special thanks to our techno producer here in Vancouver, Dwayne Bishop, assignment editor Sherry Caleb, and director of operations Stu Ferguson. For all of us at the show, I'm Anthony Gismondi, wishing you a great week ahead and an even better glass of wine.
That's it for today's show. This is BC Food and Wine Radio with Anthony Gismondi.